It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As the State Assembly advances a package to spend more than $500 million on repairs to the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium, we discuss these developments with Democratic State Senator Tim Carpenter, who represents parts of Milwaukee, West Allis, Greenfield, the Village of West Milwaukee. It's a district that includes American Family Field. Call in with a question. You can share your perspectives along the way. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. State Senator Carpenter, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you very much for having me.
So this week, the Republican proposed stadium funding plan passes the assembly, heads to the state Senate where you are. Do you plan to vote in support of this funding plan?
I could not support the bill that passed through the state assembly. My hope is to get a group of bipartisan state senators to sit down and try and make a tweak a couple things in the Brewers bill. I should say, first of all, I think I'm the only one still in the legislature that voted for the Brewers bill in 1995 that's still here. So I have that background of what the negotiations were and what promises made and what promises weren't kept. But I think key to it is people want to see more money coming from the Brewers in the form of a user fee and less public funds to be used for the stadium.
So you have that institutional knowledge going back to the mid-90s. You mentioned tweaks to this bill. What amendments would you support to it?
I think one of the first ones would be a user fee. When we build Fiserv Forum, there's a user fee that goes on every ticket for every event at the Fiserv Forum. And I think we ought to have that with the Brewers events and non-events like concerts, so that the people that use the facility are going to pay a little bit more. And I should say that I'm a huge Brewers fan. I probably went to, I don't know, maybe 50 games this past year. I live 3 miles from the ballpark, have had season tickets for a long time. I love the Brewers, but held town hall meetings, and I'm opening surveys in my office as we speak, and people want to see more money coming from the Brewers, the business community, and a user fee. They just don't think it's quite fair with the amount of money they're being asked to put up. They'd like to have some more guarantees.
Is the user fee what you mean by like a progressive ticket tax?
Yes. It could be $2, $3, and I'm always in the upper deck, the cheap seats. And so they could have, you know, a dollar fee for that if they're concerned about people that aren't wealthy that go to games, and certainly for the higher price seats, luxury boxes, tickets that cost over $200. I think they can afford an extra $2 or $3. I should point out, I bought tickets for the Brewers wild card series.
You did. And, okay.
Yep. Unfortunately, they lost both games, but when I bought them, it was interesting because I bought 3 tickets at $35 each, which came up to $105. But with the service fees that the Brewers charged, that was $21.50. So when the Brewers say, oh, we can't have a user fee because our fans can't afford it, I don't agree with them, because on a $35 ticket, that someone would have to spend $21.50 to get 3 of those tickets. So I think the user fee is very important to be added to this bill.
We have Democratic State Senator Tim Carpenter on the line as we look at a proposal to fund renovations at American Family Field and keep the Milwaukee Brewers playing at the stadium, and Senator Carpenter going to games. You can join in with your questions and comments along the way. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. State Senator, the plan would have Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee pay $135 million for renovations. The state would chip in $411 million. Is this plan a fair split between local and state taxpayers?
I think I'm glad the local share for Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee, and then Milwaukee County, that they're required fees to pay into it had gone down. I'm very appreciative of that. We're already paying $4 million a year for Fiserv Forum. for Milwaukee County. And so my big thing is I did not want to have property tax dollars used for the AmFam field. And so there was a creative way that the people in the assembly cobbled together some money that reduced that requirement. And I'm very appreciative of that. Otherwise, I think the bill wouldn't have been able to pass the state assembly if it didn't have that provision in it.
The Brewers would contribute $100 million and commit to playing at American Family Field until 2050. Are the Brewers, the organization, contributing enough to the stadium renovations, do you think?
Absolutely not. And I told that to Mike Duckett in person. They say they're giving $100 million towards it. Right now, they pay just over $1 million in rent to have the ballpark in great shape, the infield, things of that nature. And their rent increase is only going up a small amount. And then $50 million of that $100 million is going for projects the Brewers will be doing as a business themselves, and the taxpayers aren't going to benefit from that. For example, they have a Golf X experience at AmFam Field now, and the Brewers would pay for that out of their capital budget or the Liney Lodge. And so while they say they're giving $100 million, when you look at it under a microscope, it's very misleading. I think the Brewers and the business community ought to be coming up with another $100, $150 million since they are the ones that are going to profit off of it. Mark Antanasio bought the team and from Bud Selig, and he bought it for like $235 million. The value of the Brewers now is over $1.6 billion. So I love baseball. I know people want to go to the games, but I think it's very important that we make sure the taxpayers are protected. And if I one last thing, the Brewers lease was supposed to go through when we had the talks in 95. They were supposed to stay through the lease through 2030 with options to renew up to 2040. So this is 7 years in advance. I don't know what the exact hurry is from a taxpayer perspective. So I think we need to take our time to get this done correctly and also diminish the amount of money that taxpayers are going to have to help subsidize the Brewers. I think it's only fair. If we didn't give them that ballpark, they wouldn't be here now. So I think it's important for us to ask a little bit more from the business community and the Brewers.
State Senator, let's turn to a caller now. Chris in Milwaukee is here. Chris, hi. What would you like to bring up?
Well, I'm a fan of the arts, and I'm not a fan of the sports. And I think that the Brewers should be supported by the hard-suffering taxpayers of Los Angeles. If they want to go, I think they should go and let us have our money back. Thank you for listening.
Chris, thanks. And so we also have heard other opposition to this, State Senator. What have you heard from your constituents?
They are not happy. I had two town hall meetings last week, and I'm having more town hall meetings come. We've probably gotten about 400 surveys in the mail as we speak. As I mentioned, I'm opening up those surveys to look at. And before we vote on the bill, I should let people know that there will be a public hearing on the bill in the Government Operations Committee. And it'll be on Wednesday, October 25th in Madison in room 411 South, starting at 12:30. So if they'd like to contact their state legislator, tell them how they feel about the Brewers package, how it could be better, or stop by the hearing on October 25th at 12:30 to listen in person and get your own opinions and see what you think about the deal.
Democratic State Senator Tim Carpenter represents a region of Milwaukee that includes American Family Field Stadium, where the Milwaukee Brewers play. As we discuss public funding for maintaining a baseball park for decades to come, share your views. Call in with a question, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As the Milwaukee Brewers aim to secure public funding for stadium repairs and upgrades and a $546 million package advances to the state Senate for consideration, call in with your question and comments at any point, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have Democratic State Senator Tim Carpenter, represents the region of Milwaukee that includes American Family Field. Let's take another call. Andrew in Palmyra. Andrew, hi.
Hi there. I'd just like to say that I support the congressman's approach to having the fields themselves and the different sports associations foot more of the bill for that, because it seems that at least dating back to the early 2000s and probably further back, that the general trend in government is to have a partnership between, big banking, big pharmaceutical companies, big sports associations, to have the profits of these ventures privatized and then any losses that occur socialized and put on the public. So I support having the ticket purchasers pay more of the fees for upkeep and maintenance on these facilities.
Andrew, thank you for the call. And just want to extend the question here. When you talk about the business community, who should pay more there? What do you mean by that, State Senator?
Well, I know there are a lot of, for example, the Milwaukee area Chamber of Commerce, the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, they are in full support of this bill. In the past with the Braves, the business community, the Miller Company had helped a lot with the funding of the Milwaukee Braves. I just think before you ask the taxpayer to pay for something, which many of them will not even go to a game, that they need to come up with more money. Or Mark Antanasio, again, he bought the Brewers for $230 million, and now they're worth $1.6 billion. And to be honest with you, after these renovations are made, I can almost guarantee you the value of the Brewers in the next 3-4 years will go up another couple hundred million dollars, just because their business model says that they would have a place that they can make a lot of profits. So that's the concern. I want to be able to go in front of my constituents and explain to them how I voted and why I voted. And I feel unless this is moved forward about a user fee, having the state get a part of the increase in the valuation of the Milwaukee Brewers, I wouldn't be doing my job.
You advocated for a state-run audit and program evaluation of the Southeast Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District that oversees American Family Field. What do you wish to find out through an audit?
I'm glad you brought that up, because when I voted for the original bill, I was told by the Secretary of Administration, Jim Clouser, and he said, we asked him, well, what happens if there's a overrun in the costs with the Brewer Stadium? He said there won't be. I asked him, what happens if the five-county sales tax isn't sunsetted in 2014? He said it would be. And, of course, we know both of them are wrong. There hasn't been a nonpartisan audit done by the Audit Bureau here in the Capitol. That's the gold standard. And they haven't done an audit since 2002. It seems kind of crazy to me that we're going to vote on a bill that deals with spending over $700 million on the current stadium, probably $1 billion when you put in the interest rates on it. And then we're going to ask for an audit. So I've been asking for years, since 2014, to have the expenditures at Miller Park and AmFam Field audited, so we know what the taxpayers are getting. For example, they're getting a brand new scoreboard. It's going to double in size. It's costing about $6 million, and fans will see that next year. But the issue I have is, do they really need that type of facility, that type of scoreboard? Are the Brewers making all the revenue off advertising from that? And there's a clause that needs to be tweaked that said the Brewers have a right to have amenities that are equal to 75% of all the other baseball teams in the league. Well, they're spending now $1.5 billion on baseball stadiums in like Los Angeles and other places. And Wisconsinites, Milwaukeeans can't afford to pay for 3D technology and some of these other things. To me, that's more of a luxury than something that would be basic. And the scoreboard is an example of that.
As you mentioned the scoreboard and you sit in those seats, what renovations do you think are needed at American Family Field?
Well, I think the inner workings of the scoreboard itself, I understand even LED lights wear out and other things. I can see that. Or they need new broadcasting equipment. I can see that. But for us to go ahead and double the size of the scoreboard, I don't think that's a high priority, especially if the Brewers, the scoreboard will last 10 years, something of that nature. But what happens if the Brewers move and we're putting all these investments into AmFam Field and then they don't like it? So it is kind of frustrating because, again, the contract doesn't end up till 2030. The Brewers are not going anywhere until after the 2030 season. And I feel kind of rushed into having to make this decision. And when you're rushed in to make a decision and they won't adopt an amendment on user fees or protecting the taxpayers, I'll be voting no. Somehow they have to make it a sweet enough deal. For example, last time in 1995, I asked that there be for the five counties a discount of every month so the people who paid into the sales tax for the five counties would be rewarded. And they've had that, and it's been very, very successful. And we also worked on language to say we had clawback provisions. If the Brewers did try and move, that the taxpayers would be protected. And when those things were added, I decided to vote yes. The Brewers are in much worse financial shape back then. But they're now, they're the smallest market in the league. I know they need help, but the question is, we have to give them strategic help and not just throw money at it.
Let's go to Mike in Milwaukee. Mike, you're on with Democratic State Senator Tim Carpenter.
Hi, it's my understanding that the former County Brewers deal was the county would retain all the parking revenues, and those revenues were going directly to support Milwaukee County parks. When the Brewers were purchased and the new stadium came through, all that revenue was then directed to the Brewers, and the Milwaukee County parks have suffered ever since. Is that correct, Senator?
Yes. The land around County Stadium, and I've been to many games there too, when that land was turned over to build Miller Park, all of that land, the parking lots, are non-taxable, and the Brewers get all the parking revenue. So that's a big chunk of money that the Brewers get on land that's tax-exempt, and that doesn't allow the city, the county. It kind of makes it like a black hole where we could be getting money for, property taxes on some of the investments. And so, unfortunately, that's what had happened. And once the Brewers have the parking lots, as you've seen, they'll fight like heck not to do anything with them, even though some of them are mostly empty on a lot of the games where that area could be developed.
Carrying on with the parking lots here, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson supports renovating parking there to open a beer district to support tailgaters. Should state tax dollars help pay for establishing a beer district near the stadium?
I think that would be a great option. I believe in the bill, it has a call for a study. So that would be looked at. And also Komatsu, the plant over on National Avenue and Miller Parkway, there's that whole chunk of land that it could be available. We'd have to remediate the soil, do some other things. There's the Johnson Cookie Company building that condos could be there. There are a lot of great improvements that would add things onto the tax base. And I have to just point out, it was Bud Selig was the one that refused to have a baseball stadium in downtown Milwaukee because he wanted his little area where he could generate revenue for his team. And so we're kind of stuck with that situation.
Very quickly here, Governor Evers has signaled support for the stadium renovations plan if passed by the legislature. How soon could the state Senate vote on a plan?
I think the Republican leadership is talking about having it voted on sometime in November. But we're all going to have to take a look at the bill more closely. Again, I think we have to audit the audit before we spend any more money.
State Senator Carpenter, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. You have a great weekend now.
You too. Tim Carpenter is a Democratic state senator representing parts of Milwaukee, West Allis, Greenfield, the village of West Milwaukee, and the district includes American Family Field, where the Brewers play. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.